शांति। आज
ओम शांति।
सतगुरुवार के दिन
अंदरेव सतगुरु
आप सबकी बहुत ही प्यार भरी
carrying everyone's very loving remembrances with myself.
जैसे मैं वतन में पहुंची
as I reached the subtle region
एक बहुत सुंदर बगीचा था।
I saw a very beautiful garden there.
चारों ही तरफ बहुत सुंदर सुंदर फूल।
In all four directions, there were very fragrant flowers.
और की धीमी धीमी खुशबू और धीमा धीमा म्यूजिक की मधुर आवाज।
Very gently, the fragrance was being felt, and very light music also. So it was a very lovely scene.
हो रहा था किस देवलोक का बगीचा है।
It felt like it was a garden of the deity world. I saw Baba after a few seconds in front of me, and Baba was observing all the different kinds of flowers.
तो बाबा के सामने कुछ ऐसे फूल थे।
There were some flowers in front of Baba.
बाबा ने जैसे देखा,
and as soon as his vision fell on them,
आगे बढ़ते हुए बाबा के गले में,
the flowers came closer to Baba and formed a garland around Baba's neck. There were some other flowers, and as Baba gave them drishti,
those
flowers started to sway in a gentle breeze, just as you have a gentle gust of wind come and it makes the plants and the flowers dance. So these flowers too started to sway very beautifully, as though it was the dance, the divine dance of the gopis and gopis. And then in the third place there were very, very beautiful flowers, and as Baba's vision fell on them, they kind of bowed down, they kind of wilted in a sense. So I asked Baba, why have these flowers wilted? So Baba started to smile and then became very quiet. Baba then said, the first type of flowers that Baba showed, this of course was the living garden of the confluence age. And every flower in this garden is very beautiful, very elevated. And if Baba were to sit and sing praise of each one, it would be immense. Just as Baba's praise, God's praise is unlimited, the praise of the children is also very great. Baba is pleased to see the children's specialities in this way. Then Baba talked about the first group of flowers. They represent the children who have recognized, when they recognize the father, they dedicated themselves completely unto the father. They didn't think about anything else, what's going to happen in the future. They didn't have any other thoughts in their mind. But they dedicated themselves unto Baba. And started to live the feeling that Baba is our entire family. And the second group of flowers are those who are ahead. They're making good effort in the service field as well. They're good effort makers, but sometimes there is kind of a wall of thoughts that come in front of them that doesn't allow them to become completely dedicated and move ahead. They have some kind of thought that interferes in their mind. And then the third group of flowers are those who are very, very beautiful, They do a lot of good service. They have love for the Father. They have love for service. They have love for spiritual endeavor as well. However, they have some certain subtle sanskars or certain subtle issues, matters that bring them down from their spiritual endeavor from time to time. Or they commit some kind of subtle mistakes. And when they come from the Father, they very clearly can see, it's like a mirror in front of them, they can see clearly at that time, these are the weaknesses, defects that still remain within the soul, and we have to remove these obstacles.
फिर बाबा ने क्या किया जो फूल बार बार झुक रहे थे बाबा ने खुद झुक करके उन सब
those flowers that wilted and kind of bowed down बाबा lifted them up and took them in his hands and then decorated them in a basket of flowers. So Baba said, these are the beautiful flowers, the beautiful bouquets of Baba's garden. But one, what is required is one, spirituality fragrance. Second, the power of being dedicated to Baba. What else is required? Realization power is required, checking and change. To make themselves complete and full inside. There was a very beautiful garland of flowers in Baba's hand, but each flower was like a pearl. Baba started to smile and said, the garland of the children is created very quickly. And Baba, as Baba was looking at this garland, some of those pearls were absolutely real. Their sparkle was very beautiful. The sparkle was beautiful and Baba was looking at it closely. And then within that same garland, there were some pearls that had an externally good appearance, good look, but gradually their sparkle was diminishing. And then there was third type of pearls in the garland that were sparkling, but many, many changes were appearing in those pearls. Baba then said, Baba, drama and time are automatically creating the garland. Baba is not doing it, but time and drama and your spiritual endeavors are the three mediums through which the garland is being created. Those who have dedicated themselves unto the Father and live with that consciousness of being dedicated, being surrendered, being a trustee, they become the close beads within this rosary. There are many who get threaded in the rosary, but their external service brings changes, their fluctuation in their stage changes the beads, changes the garland as well. So what they say and what they do, the spiritual effort they make internally should be the same. Whatever subtle thoughts you have, you should bring it into practical. And then Baba talked about the third type of beads in the rosary, the third type of pearls. They come under the influence of external situations easily, even now. So the children have to pay so much attention. Time will come that will help them realize what they have to do. So, along with time, they have to look at the subtle aspects within themselves that bring about so much fluctuation, realize these things, surrender these things to Baba, become detached from all of it,
सुंदर मोतियों की तरह चमकते हुए
देन यू बिकम स्पार्कलिंग पर्ल्स रियल डायमंड्स इन द गार्लैंड आवर विशेस टू सी द चिल्ड्रन एज रियल डायमंड्स ऑल ऑफ माय चिल्ड्रन आर डायमंड्स हाउएवर The reality and clarity of some diamonds are more, and there should be reality, clarity and cleanliness within the diamond. Then you will experience closeness to the Father, and it's through these souls that others will have visions or experience the Father's form, and you'll be able to glorify the Father in the world. I then offer the bhog to Baba. I then told Baba that many brothers and sisters had sent special remembrances and sent their pure feelings. And several had offered special bhog for Baba. Baba spread out his arms and immersed all the souls who had offered bhog. Baba gave them drishti and along with drishti blessings too. Baba then offered, fed them the bhog himself. Baba said each child has its own fortune, their own luck. So when bhog is offered for any particular soul, those souls also receive the sense of attainment. They too experience blessings from Baba. Baba then gave remembrances to everyone and I returned. Om Shanti.